Are you grieving today? Does your stomach feel sick from grief? God wants you to know that He wants you to receive His comfort and that He still loves you. Remember John 11:35, which says, Jesus wept. That verse encapsulates so much. God's Son wept. Jesus understands grief, sorrow, and acute pain. He didn't want us to go through this, but mankind rejected God and rebelled. And so we live in this temporary place called earth. And yet Jesus came into this world of pain and He bore all of our griefs, sorrows, and pains. Isaiah 53:3-4 describes this. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and pain and acquainted with grief. And like one from whom men hide their faces, He was despised. And we did not appreciate His worth or esteem Him. But in fact, He has borne our griefs and He has carried our sorrows and pains. Yet we ignorantly assumed that He was stricken, struck down by God, and degraded and humiliated by Him. You see, Jesus was misunderstood by people. People were thinking that He was crazy or that He had somehow earned this punishment, but He was sinless. He came so that He could take our punishment for all our sins and grant us eternal life through Him. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Yes, Jesus bore all of our griefs, sorrows, and pain. He knows what it feels like. In fact, He knows more about grief than anyone. He bore all our griefs on the cross, but He didn't stay there, my friends. He emerged victorious so that we too can have the victory. Jesus endured knowing that victory would be procured for us. 1 Corinthians 15:57 says, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory as conquerors through our Lord Jesus Christ. How much God cares. He offers us Himself. He offers us surpassing comfort and victory. He loves us and He rejoices over us when we turn to Him. No pain exceeds His ability to comfort. So for what are you grieving today? Is it a suicide of someone you adored and loved? Is it a diagnosis of cancer? A death of a pet? A relationship that ended painfully? An unthinkable injustice on earth? A fatal accident? A betrayal? A career-altering disappointment? Whatever your source of grief, God remains the source of all comfort. Savor the truth about our Savior in 2 Corinthians 1:3-4. God of all comfort, who comforts and encourages us in every trouble so that we will be able to comfort and encourage those who are in any kind of trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. Yes, God Himself offers to comfort us, and He gives us one-on-one attention. He is personal. He is loving. He is victorious with a commitment to keeping every single one of His eternal promises expressed in Scripture. He is good. In Isaiah 51:12, He said, I, even I, am He that comforteth you. No matter your loss, come to the cross. Come and look at the love that He has for you. His arms stretched wide for you. He bled and died in your place, in my place, and He offers us such grace. Will you open your heart to Him now? Will you accept Him and His offer to comfort as well as to rule and to save? He loves you. He really does. Yes, God loves you, and no matter what you grieve, He offers you Himself. If you accept Him, He'll never leave you. He'll never stop loving you. He'll keep your spirit safe and sealed by His Holy Spirit and keep strengthening you and perfecting you until He brings you safely home to heaven in His time. So open your heart to His. Prayer tip of the week. Pray for and reach out to someone else who is grieving. And let's pray right now. Heavenly Father, thank You so much for loving us and for sending Your beloved Son to die in our place on that torturous cross. Lord, our hearts ache. So many people are in grief over all kinds of things. And we thank You that You offer Yourself. We open our hearts to You. We don't harden our hearts. We open our hearts to You. We welcome You to heal our hearts. Comfort us. Lord Jesus, please save us from our sins. We believe You died on the cross in our place, in my place, and that You bore the weight of all our sins, all our griefs. And we welcome You to rule and reign in our hearts and our lives. We hold nothing back. We surrender. We surrender to You. And we surrender to Your loving, loving reign in our hearts. Please take control. Heal our hearts. Pray for Your best for all prayer requests sent to Praying Pals. And we just love You, Lord, and we repent from our sin and turn to You and rely on You right now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen. In addition to church, feel free to join us at prayingpals.org to receive extra prayer.